Hello, everybody. Welcome back for our second episode of Dish, a Bachelor Real Housewives crossover podcast. We are your hosts. I am Haley Graff.
I'm Hannah.
And we're sisters. We're obsessed with reality TV, and we are here to recap and dissect all the episodes of The Real Housewives of New York and The Bachelor franchises. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. This is our first real recap episode.
Yep.
So for anybody who's just tuning in, we suggest going back to our first episode we released last week to get to know a little bit more about why we're here, what we think this podcast is going to be, and just about us in general, because we don't really have time to talk about ourselves today, do we?
No, we have to get straight into it. Very limited time.
We have to get straight into it. So I'm currently in my closet, my new studio.
Mm-hmm. Are you on the floor?
I'm on the floor. I read that when you podcast, you're supposed to, like, the best thing to do for sound quality is to be surrounded by soft things. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, cocooned on the floor, surrounded by, like, a bunch of coats and a bunch of sweaters, hoping for the best.
Yeah. I wish I had that luxury. I don't have a walk-in closet. Some of us don't have that. And so I'm in a very wide open room with lots of hard things. So hopefully my sound is okay.
Well, I felt like your sound quality was better last week. So maybe we'll even out.
Yeah. Any takeaways? Any takeaways from episode one?
I'm going to be really into this. I can already tell.
the podcast?
Well, just Real Housewives in general. Oh! I feel like I've awoken.
Oh. Oh my God. Wait, really? I'm so proud of you.
I mean, of course, like, I've seen some episodes before, but I just, like, I don't know. For some reason, just watching it with a purpose gave me, like, a new lease on life, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So I wish we were, like, kicking this off with a martini or something. But
I do too. I really do.
It's like 8:12 a.m.
Yeah, certainly in the morning.
maybe next time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we didn't really talk about how we want to structure this episode. We just wanted to talk about what we saw and mm-hmm. dissect everything. Mm-hmm. I did watch, like, the little 22-minute
How we got here. Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Of course.
Okay, cool. So I appreciated that Bravo put that together for people like me that are just, you know, starting with season 13 versus season one. And I just wanted to, like, quickly recap my takeaways and make sure that, like, they're what you think as well.
Okay.
Okay. So I loved how they went through housewife by housewife and just gave probably the highest level summary of, like, the past 15 years that they possibly could.
Yes.
Okay, so they started with Luann. Yeah. Luann is a hoot.
She is a hoot. She's very self-absorbed, which makes for really good TV.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And she has, like, that low, like, really guttural voice. And you can tell she just thinks that she's more important than everyone else.
Oh, by far. It was really bad in, like, seasons, like, 1 through 3 before
when she was,
got,
like,
divorced.
The countess or whatever.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. She was on her high horse. She was trying to tell everyone about manners and etiquette, and nobody cared. And she was just, like, a total asshole, like, in mm-hmm. the sense that she just thought she was better than everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's my summary of Luann so far. Okay. She got married to businessman Tom. He was caught on camera cheating. Apparently he slept with other castmates. Is that true?
He had, like, dated casually Sonia before. So I guess they technically have slept.
Okay.
Together.
So that kind of ties back to what Sonia was saying in the episode where she's like, how come people always come into my life and end up in your beds?
Exactly. There's a lot of that. She loves to say that. She says that all the time.
That's, like, one of her key taglines.
Yes.
Okay. So Luann and Tom got married, got divorced 7 months later, and mm-hmm. it sent her searching for answers at the bottom of the bottle.
Sure.
So definitely a big alcohol theme with Luann, which I'm looking forward to exploring further.
Oh, yeah. And actually, I was reading up on Luann's drinking history mm-hmm. and it was like she was saying that, okay, this is what she said. This is a direct quote. She said, I would start with a martini and maybe have two martinis and then get into wine at dinner. And then I'd have a little bit of a vodka soda going out.
And honestly, this is
my,
like,
exact order.
I was about to say this is, like, the most relatable drinking history I've ever heard.
That is truly exactly what I drink on a night out.
Okay, so maybe we just watch ourselves. Don't get married and divorced to businessman Tom. Like, this is a little frightening, but I totally related to her too. Mm-hmm. Especially, well, we'll get to that later. Sorry, I don't want to jump around. So she got arrested in Palm Beach after attacking a police officer.
Yeah.
Went to rehab, got sober, planned her triumphant return to the New York stage, and now she's drinking in moderation and she's off probation. That's where she was heading into the season.
Yeah.
Does that all check out?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Sonia, they didn't say a lot except that she started her fashion line in 2014 and she has a shopping app.
Oh God.
Yeah.
She's had a kind of a sad career trajectory.
Okay. So tell me about the shopping app. Have you bought anything from it?
Oh, I have no, I don't know anything about this app.
Okay.
She's had a lot of like failed ideas. Like she was like, oh, I own a soccer team in Africa, I believe it was. And then she was like, oh, I'm going to make a toaster oven line. And then I'm going to make like ready to wear, you know, outfits for like the modern girl, for the city girl. And everyone's like, no, Sonia, no.
She's, yeah, that's.
She keeps trying.
She definitely keeps trying.
Yeah.
Serial entrepreneur and serial flirter, she calls herself.
Oh.
Definitely mm-hmm. on the prowl. Seems like her and Ramona both out on the prowl. Yeah. So Ramona's divorce from Mario is finally over and she's dating around. I wanted to, so the girls are saying that she's potentially finding a man in front of her friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to just quickly ask you about her Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again outfit.
Oh,
that she was wearing. Like, what was that for? And she looked fantastic.
Yeah, she did look really good. That was a Halloween party a couple of years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Note to self, invest in that outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it actually she looked really good.
And then it seemed like so Ramona planned a birthday party for 60 of her closest girlfriends and it was a huge disaster, and that's how the last season ended.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Precisely. Cool. I told you this was a very helpful recap. Thanks to Bravo. Mm-hmm. And then finally Leah's the last, the fourth returning housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Leah was the new girl last season. She went to rehab for 3 months after high school. She was a terrible teen. Also, that's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
She found refuge in Ramona. Ramona seems to be mothering Leah. People are also concerned about Leah's alcohol intake.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I'm up to speed.
Yeah, that's really all you need to know. Okay, it is unfortunate that we lost Dorinda and Tinsley.
Right.
So now we're just down to five. But you know what? It's going to be okay.
Yeah. How many are there usually?
Well, before this, well, I guess there were only six because it just seems so bare bones. I remember when we were, when I was watching the intro and at the end, they hold up all their apples and I was like, oh my God, there's five. Like, it just seems like we're missing some people.
Yeah.
But at some points there have been like seven.
I was surprised there were only five too.
Yeah.
But it'll be great. We can focus more on them each in depth.
Yeah.
So then we get into the episode.
Yeah.
Did you like their taglines?
I did. I felt like some of them, Leah could have used a little more energy saying her tagline.
Yeah. Hers
like,
is
I'm sex positive. I was like, okay, a little more energy there, but I liked them. I liked all the, they were very true to each person.
Mm-hmm. So do they change season to season for like the same girls?
Yeah, they change season to season. And from what I've heard, the producers have them say like a bunch of different ones and then they just choose the final one. So they'll usually be like, what should my taglines be? And all the fans will like comment and like tell them which, like give suggestions. And then the producers will just pick the one that's like best after recording like a million of them.
Got it. I thought Sonia's was the weakest, to be honest. Just like New York City, Sonia Morgan never goes out of style.
She loves to say like that New York, you know, she has like a love affair with New York. She's a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like her shtick.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So then we kick off the premiere episode in October, 2020 in the middle of COVID.
Yeah. Unfortunately it looks extremely warm. I noticed, I was like, wow, it looks like the middle of July.
Yeah. I felt the same way. They're all like walking around in sleeveless outfits.
Yep.
And then we kind of get like a little update on each of them in their home. So we start with Leah. in her apartment with her dog, Angel Marie McSweeney Cristofaro.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely giving me like Paris Hilton vibes. And it seems like, well, she says she's quit drinking again. Mm-hmm. And she's converting to Judaism.
Right. Specifically Orthodox Judaism.
Specifically Orthodox Judaism. Really hard to understand. I honestly couldn't quite wrap my head around that.
I know. I wrote down why this one specifically.
Yeah, I really don't know. I as a fellow Jewish woman, mm-hmm. I feel supportive of this. I love this for her, but I need more information.
Like, right. I was thinking that maybe she grew up Jewish and had kind of, you know, or like maybe her family was, or no. I don't know, but it seems to be completely random because she takes advantage of Yom Kippur by calling her dad to apologize for being an asshole. And he's like, I'm not Jewish, Leah, so I'm not accepting this.
Yeah. Her dad looks exactly like a hobbit. I couldn't really get my mind around the fact that he is from Lord of the Rings. It looks exactly like a character on Lord of the Rings.
Like Gollum. Kind of like Gollum.
Yeah, and it makes between that and like maybe like an orc or like an elf. I don't know. And then he answered the phone and he said, "How's it going, girl?" Which threw me for a loop. I just couldn't imagine our dad being like, "How's it going, girl?"
Totally. But also, if we tried to call our dad to take advantage of Yom Kippur and apologize for everything we've done, he would also be like, "I'm not accepting that."
He's like, "I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this."
Yep. Okay. So great updates on Leah. I would like to double click on her outfits like at several points throughout the episode.
Yeah, she has, well, she, I don't know if you learned this from the How They Got Here episode, but she is an owner of a line, like a clothing line called Married to the Mob, which is like streetwear. I don't know if they mentioned that, but that's,
they did it.
Okay.
Well, at least if I forgot to write that down, I feel like I would have recalled.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely like, it's supposed to be streetwear, and I don't know if the jury's out on if it's making any sort of money, but it seems mm-hmm. like it is. It seems like it's in stores and like doing really well. But that being said, she definitely has a very interesting style.
Right. And I don't want to be rude, but I can't say that I find it at all attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially the outfit she went to brunch in, but we can come back to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Yeah. That was, yeah. In the moon shirt.
Exactly. The moon shirt, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I was like, is that maybe Chanel? So I Googled it. No, it's not Chanel. It's just a moon.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen that moon shirt out and about. I feel like Kylie has the moon shirt. People have the moon shirt.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Wow. Gotta find out what brand that is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that's Leah. She definitely had a breakout season. And usually, like I said earlier, it takes a couple seasons for new housewives to kind of hit the ground running. But mm-hmm. She was fantastic. And what I love about Leah is that she's younger than all the other women, but she's like, she can hang. And she like loves hanging out with them. And that's really, I love that about her.
Okay. So then we pivot to Ramona, who's heading to meet up with Luann at Luann's new apartment mm-hmm. on the Upper East Side, mm-hmm. which happens to have a view, surprisingly, shockingly, has a view mm-hmm. right to her ex-husband, Tom's terrace.
Yep. Correct. And
she's like, I can't believe this happened. It's so funny.
She's like, look at this. It's like, how could you not know? How could you not know?
She definitely sought out that real estate.
Yeah. Yeah.
To keep tabs.
Yeah. Yeah. Luann. Oh my God. I have a lot to say about Luann. Everyone's not drinking also. It seems like mm-hmm. she's back off the bottle. Same mm-hmm. with, she says, well, same with Leah, same with Victoria, her daughter, same with Avery, Ramona's daughter. Everyone's not drinking.
Yeah. I noticed that. Do we think that's going to stick?
No. I mean, I think it will for Leah. For Luann, she's on, she's off. She loves to party. I think that she'll get back on the bottle at some point, but wow. And she delivers when she's sober too. I'm excited to see how this unfolds. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised that like most people in the cast are not drinking. And Sonia goes through these phases too, where she's like, she just like will not drink for like a season mm-hmm. and then she'll get right back. 'Cause she's like a really sloppy drunk. So she will I don't know, some of the stuff she's done on TV, I'm like, I would never show my face. I would never be able to be seen again.
These women have absolutely no shame.
None. And that's what makes them so great. And that's another thing, kind of pivoting to Ebony quickly. Mm-hmm. I feel like she fits in so well because she kind of goes into or dives straight into her background and her like financial problems, which never happens. Like usually the housewives come out trying to put their best foot forward, trying to portray like things that probably aren't true. Like everything's mm-hmm. perfect. Finances in order, tons of money. And then of course the fans will like do some digging or things will come out in the press and like, it'll all be like a lie, but mm-hmm. Ebony is coming straight out with it, which is the way to go because no one's going to like expose her.
Right. No, that totally makes sense. That is probably pretty strategic. She must have done mm-hmm. her research. I felt the same way. Like we learned all about her career and her journey from poor credit to excellent credit, which I was surprised that only took a year and a half. Good to know.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Are we finished with kind of the Luann Ramona meetup? I just wanted to touch really quick on the posters of Luann all over her apartment.
Yeah. Again, loves herself so much. And also her decor, I noticed, was very Miami, very Palm Beach, very mm-hmm. like
modern orange and white, orange and lime green.
Yeah.
Modern furniture.
Which is exciting. She definitely has a love affair with Palm Beach. So this makes sense.
So Luann, when she's telling Ramona that she's not drinking right now, she reveals that she had a few nights over the summer. Because this is filming in October. So she's saying she had a few nights earlier in the summer where she blacked out and doesn't remember how she got home and she's disgusted with herself. So that's what's kind of pulling her back into sobriety. And honestly, mm-hmm. Luann, like, she's like, at my age, like, I can't believe myself. And mm-hmm. that's honestly really relatable too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I felt bad for her. So I supported her drinking this non-alcoholic rosé, although mm-hmm. I don't feel like that would be very good.
Oh, not at all. They were like, so good, so delicious.
Right? It's like, I can think of a million other things I would prefer to drink over non-alcoholic rosé if I was sober. But
yeah,
you go, Luann.
You go. I know, but I was really interested to see that everyone was on the sober train.
Mm-hmm, totally. So they talk about how Sonia is allegedly ignoring both of their texts. They think she's distancing herself, kind of like setting the tone for the brunch that they're all going to meet up at later.
Mm-hmm.
So then we meet Leah and Ebony. Ebony's a brand new character. I didn't really realize that.
Oh, yeah. First Black housewife in New York, which is so exciting.
Yeah. And I feel like she came out like guns blazing.
Yeah. She was great, I thought. I really liked her. And I love that she was like swearing. And she seems like one of them, like not taking herself too seriously. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I really liked her, especially when her and Leah were like talking about their dating updates.
Yeah.
And Leah was saying that she's nervous to get into a relationship because she's dreading like the phase where you take like your first shit at their house.
Yeah.
And Leah's like, I would get a colonic before spending a weekend with a guy. It just so I don't like use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And Ebony's like, she's like shocked by this. She's like, I have no problem shitting at a guy's house, even if it's the first date. And she's like, you took me to dinner, didn't you? I'm a human being. Bitch, I ate.
Yeah.
I was like, honestly,
I was like, I shit
that.
On the first date. I know. Totally. And Leah reveals that she did break up with a guy for farting in front of her, which I really honestly respect.
Oh, totally. And that's after she also reveals she's dating someone named Pita Chip.
Oh, yeah. We heard about Pita Chip last season.
Okay.
Yeah, Pita Chip is I would love to know more about him. We don't know his real name, but he supplies pita bread to most of the restaurants in New York, allegedly. So he's like a pita mogul. And she sent him like a nude photo. I know she says this in the episode, but yeah, she sent him a picture of herself naked with a pita, with a slice of pita like over her vagina. Mm-hmm. And he texted it back to her, like thinking he was texting his friend, being like, oh, check this out. And she was livid. She was so upset. And this reminded me of when, I mean, we've all done this. My story is a little too raw to share on air in front of all our listeners. But remember when you texted your classmate talking shit about her?
Yep. Sure do. That was like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And it was just like a girl I was in a group project with in college, not even like a real friend. And it still like rocked me to my core. Basically this girl I was doing a group project with, she kept like blowing me off for like meeting up to work on it. And so I texted like my best friend and I was like, I actually don't even remember the girl I was working with her name, but let's say it was Katie. I was like, I can't believe Katie. She's like, she keeps blowing me off. Like, we're never going to get this done. So I think we're actually going to meet up next week so I can come over for dinner or something. And I sent it to Katie and she responded and she was like, nice, ..
Oh, nice. Yeah. Especially when you say their name, there's actually no way you can like recover from that. For some reason, I imagine it being way worse. Like, I can't stand her or something like that. But that's,
I mean, it was something like, I don't know. I don't remember the specifics, but it could have been way worse. It honestly wasn't that bad. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't even like call her a bitch. Yeah. I didn't even call her, you know, like ugly. And it was someone that I didn't even know that well. And it's still, it still like, it gives me like the cringe shivers to even think about how that felt at the time to like accidentally send that to her. And there's nothing you can do. Like, there's, you know how when you send an it's email, the worst there's thing. Like, you know how when you send an email in Gmail, there's like 1 second where you can click undo.
Yeah. Yeah. Why that should be a feature.
Why is that not a feature in text?
I heard that there's a way, but it's like, I feel like it's like virtually impossible. I heard that if you send one, you can if you immediately turn your phone on airplane mode, but I think it has to be like immediate, then it like won't send.
Okay.
But your reflexes have to be like really fine tuned for that. Like there's no, like sometimes you don't realize until it's like minutes later. So
I feel
especially
like,
especially back in the day,
I feel like as soon as you turned your phone off airplane mode, it would just like continue sending, but what do I know? Okay. So we then go to Sonia's house. Sonia's townhouse.
Oh my God. We are back in the fucking townhouse. Haley, I don't know if you know what's up with this townhouse.
I don't.
Okay. Sonia's townhouse is basically a character on the show. Like it's basically our sixth cast member. It is, ever since Sonia has been on the show, this townhouse has been so prominent. Like it's been her, after her very horrible divorce from her husband, this is like the one thing that she got, I'm pretty sure. And I think it's on the Upper East Side. Like I'm sure it's worth a lot of money, but it's like in disrepair. It's right. Like there's always a leak. There's always something broken. There's like an elevator that's like filled with like clothes that she like doesn't use because it doesn't work. The basement's flooded. Everything's a nightmare. And she last season, and everyone has always been like, Sonia, you got to get out of the townhouse. Like you got to move on from your ex. It's been a very long time since her and her ex broke up. And, she needs to move on. And this is kind of like the last thing, like holding them together, because she like will not let go of it. Go ahead.
Is the ex you're referring to the one that was in his 70s?
Yes. That's okay. The one.
Okay.
That's
got it.
The one. Yeah.
I don't know much about him, but.
Well, like he's dark. I believe he's John Morgan of JP Morgan. So he's extremely wealthy.
That checks out.
Yeah. Okay. And but it's really fucked up. Like we don't really know the story and I've tried to look it up multiple times, but they had a child together, and after he already had like two grown children, and they were married. And then one day he just like completely wanted like nothing to do with her, and he won't give her, like he won't even speak to her. He won't even look at her. He won't even, I mean, obviously very traumatizing. Like I'm sure totally. She's not okay. She has no closure whatsoever. I think in one of the seasons in the past they went to court together because like he owed her some money or I don't know, child support, whatever it was, and he like wouldn't even be in the same room. Like he hates her. And I don't know why. I know it's very sad.
There's something they're not telling us.
There's something they're not telling us, and she can't get over it because like how could you, you know? So anyway, the townhouse is kind of like that last step in like closing the door and like moving on with her life. And last season she got into a beautiful new apartment. She rented out the townhouse. Someone was renting it. Who knows who? Because it's like ancient furniture and like decor. So I don't know who would really want to rent it. But someone was renting it and she had a beautiful apartment that she like painted pink. It was like, it was actually super cute. And she lived there with her daughter and now she's back in the fucking townhouse. I honestly am like, Sonia, you can't.
She just can't break herself away.
It's like the biggest money pit in the world. And she keeps coming back. So anyway, we're back in the townhouse. I was pleased to see that she has some new furniture because it was looking horrible. It was like from the 80s or like maybe early 90s. You know, that type of style that's like very like, oh my God, like reds and golds and like mm-hmm. dark woods and mm-hmm. yep. lots of tassels, things like that.
American
traditional. She has some new things, which is nice to see.
Okay, well, good to know that this was her like new and improved decor, because I still yeah. jotted down a few rude notes about it. So
yeah. Yeah, this is better than it was.
So oh, that's sad for Sonia. I feel for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we meet Zoe, who's one of Sonia's yeah. interns. Yeah. I was curious if she runs, it sounds like she runs an internship program.
She does. Okay. She has new interns every season.
Okay. Got it.
Who go with her everywhere. Yep. And she's always like, she always says, you know, you can't learn what I know in the classroom. her examples are how to load the dishwasher, how to garden, and how to run the bubble bath.
So her interns are basically like housekeepers.
They're like her assistants. Yeah. They're basically assistants. And she says that they get college credit for this. They do not make a dime. But again, what they learn is priceless. You can't learn in the classroom. How to run the dishwasher.
So Sonia's planning a girls' brunch on a Thursday, no less.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously, obviously these people don't work, but I was still surprised.
Yeah, everyone's available on a Thursday. Okay. Everyone's available.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And so then that's kind of like the focal point of this episode, the brunch on the patio of Sonia's yeah. townhouse. So everyone yeah. kind of like starts arriving. Mm-hmm. Leah and Ebony show up together. Mm-hmm. And then Luann and Ramona are coming separately.
Yep.
So Leah shows up in the moon shirt.
Yeah.
Which is like a white shirt with a black moon all over print. And it's mm-hmm. it's skin tight. She's wearing that with a red and black like tartan plaid short skirt.
Yeah.
A red and pink like color blocked leather bomber.
Oh my God, yeah. For some street style.
Exactly. Thigh high black leather patent boots, like shiny, the shiniest boots I've ever seen. Yeah. And then like a hot pink fuzzy purse. And she's like, it's fashion, baby.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I couldn't wear a black bag, it'd be way too obvious.
Exactly, that was a direct quote.
That was interesting. Leah has she clearly has an amazing body.
Oh yeah,
but she makes some really interesting choices. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't quite understand that, but she still looked amazing.
Yeah, she did. So they all mm-hmm. kind of sit down. They do like Sonia talks about her like collaboration with Century 21 falling through. Oh, it seems God, like she's really yeah. down on her luck professionally.
Yeah, it's just been hit after hit.
And then they move into like their dating update and they all have updates.
Yeah.
So Luann is sleeping with her her 6'6" South African trainer that she met on a dating app out in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. Whose name is Garth. Unfortunately. And Ramona says, I love that name. I can't think of a worse name than Garth.
Ramona's like Luann's hype girl at this time.
I'm really here for it because Ramona and Luann have had a really tumultuous past. And look at them now. They're best friends. They seem completely inseparable. They seem like, I don't know. Yeah. Who are the people? I love Lucy and her friend. That's the vibe they give.
Lucy and Ethel.
Lucy and Ethel.
No, I was surprised by that too. Cause I remember I saw in the, like how they got here that they seemed to be at odds like the entire time.
Yeah, I know.
So good to see that.
It's great.
Luann's loving her younger man. And then Sonia's like, is he a local? You always go for the locals. Like so condescending.
Yeah.
And then Ramona is, sucking face.
Oh my God.
With Henry, whoever Henry is, all over New York City.
Harry.
Can you give me
Harry Dubin. Harry Dubin is basically another cast member. He has been around since the very early seasons. And he's dated multiple. I believe he's dated Sonia, Luann, and Ramona. And he was actually married. I know. Oh, and he's like a sleaze ball. But he does have. He does have a little bit of swag. Okay, I don't know what he does for work, but there's something about him.
You're like, if he gave me 2 martinis and a glass of wine and a vodka soda, I might sleep with him. Maybe.
I probably would. And he was actually one of our former cast members, Aviva. He was her ex-husband. And it was really awkward when she was on the show because everyone would like talk about sleeping with Harry. And she'd be like, okay, that's my ass talk. Like, they have a song together. Yes. So anyway, he's all over the place. He's in like a pretty much every season. He'll definitely make an appearance. He always does. And
so, okay, got it. So he's like a fixture on the show. He loves the limelight.
Yeah, he does. And there was a picture that came out, I don't know if it was like a year ago. It was like kind of recently. And it was of Harry and Ramona. You should Google this in your spare time. Okay. They were making out in a bar. The most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It was like open mouth. Like just that exact moment went like in a makeout where like it's just the worst possible time.
I can't look away.
Do you see it?
Ramona Singer shares very steamy kiss with notorious Housewives womanizer Harry Dubin.
Yep, that's the one.
This is
graphic. What do you think?
I think that we should probably post this on our Dish Instagram for our viewers to have easy access. I've never seen anything like this.
Oh my God. It's so like, I'm looking at it again. It's arresting.
They really are sucking face specifically.
It's Sonia was so correct. Bad. Oh my disgusting. God. There she is with her. She has her drink in hand.
I'm going to say something unpopular, but for some reason, like the sight of like people in their like 50s and up, like making out, like it just really, really like makes my stomach churn.
I know. It's not great. It's actually not great. I don't like it.
Like behind closed doors, please.
No one wants to see
that at all. I don't know something about like their mouths and their gray hairs. I just can't do it.
It's very bad. this is a terrible picture.
Terrible.
I apologize for bringing this back up. I think we all wanted to forget about this.
Okay, so Ramona's still sucking face with Harry. And Ebony has a new boyfriend of 2 months, but like, you know, they're keeping it casual so far, although she does reveal that she wants to have babies with him, just like, you know, playing it cool for a little bit. Yep. So is it normal that all of the housewives are single? I love this.
Yeah, they've all been single for a while.
Okay.
And then Luann was of course, you know, married when the season's most of them. Well, yeah, when the season started, like back in the day, most of them were married except for pretty much Bethany, but now everyone's divorced.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, that's their dating update. Leah doesn't really have one. Did I miss what's going on with her romantically? Oh, Pita Chip.
Yeah. And she has a cute relationship with her ex-husband. Or actually, I don't even know if they were ever married, but I guess her baby daddy. Mm-hmm. He's like an older, shorter man. It's very interesting. Mm. You'll probably meet him. But he seems cool. They have like a kind of a cute relationship, but he's like out and about, but I think they've decided that they're not good together.
Got it.
So yeah, just Pita Chip.
Okay, cool. I love that they're all single. That's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
So
I can't
wait
to meet Garth.
Oh, same. Okay. So Garth is new. You haven't met him before.
No, never met Garth.
Cool. So then Luann kind of pulls Leah aside and they continue with like this intense alcohol theme that's going on throughout the episode. Luann and Leah are both trying to be sober, and Luann kind of asks whether she can lean on Leah to, you know, stick to her guns, not drink, because it's really hard for her. And they, you know, decide to be each other's wingman.
Yeah.
Which I thought was sweet. I wonder if that's going to stick.
I think it will. I think that Luann will have a harder time staying sober than Leah.
Yeah, Leah seems like it's no problem for me. And you can see like Luann like eyeing the champagne.
Exactly. Luann loves to drink. And she she did mention it. She was like, maybe she didn't mention it, but earlier, you know, in her past, she would like coming straight out of rehab, she'd be like, I'm fine. I'm in control. I can have a drink if I want, which is like not really how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And she would just like fall immediately off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, but Leah, sad. I know, but Leah, last season, she had been sober for like 9 years. And now, and then I believe at the beginning of the season, she was like, why? I'm going to drink. Like, why not? Like, I'm in control. I'm totally fine. And she was a disaster. I mean, it was obviously so fun to watch, but she's crazy when she's drinking, like absolutely crazy, like picking things up, throwing them, screaming at the top of her lungs, stripping and like getting naked in front of everybody, mm-hmm. running around like she's nuts, which is like great TV. But I think she's like, you know, I don't know if this right. is me. So right.
I feel like I need to go back and watch last season because yeah, I witnessed good. A lot of that in like the, you know, the recap 22 minute episode yeah. and it looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It did. But I was having fun at this brunch.
Yeah, I was too.
I felt like I was part of the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked, I mean, the food looked delicious. They have like, they go inside and they sit next to this like giant cheese and dessert spread that mm-hmm. I was like, how is this for five women? Mm-hmm. Look, but they, and they like barely touch it, of course. And yeah. they start planning their trip to the Hamptons.
Can't wait. We always have an annual trip to the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. Where it looks like from the previews, that's where a lot of the drama is going to start to go down. This was like a pretty drama light episode.
Yeah, it was. Everyone was on their best behavior.
Mm-hmm. Sobriety, just casual brunching.
Sobriety. Yep.
Exactly. A lot of digs at each other. Like, was it Luann and Leah talking shit about Ramona, saying that they're kind of like calling her out about lying about donating blood? What is that?
Oh,
about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Oh, my God. So Ramona had, during the COVID pandemic, mm-hmm. when everything was, like, kind of happening, Ramona was the worst. She was, like, partying with her friends still and flying to Florida and, like, hanging out with other ladies. She's, like, one of those people. She's, like, definitely a Trump supporter who – and, like, hangs out at, like, Mar-a-Lago or whatever it's called.
With the best of them.
Exactly. She like totally got COVID and was just like being a big asshole, like no respect for the greater good of your, you know, everyone else in the world. And she, during the last reunion, they called her out because she was like, I gave blood because I have antibodies. And they were like, no, you absolutely did not. And then they were like, if she had, she would have Instagrammed it because she puts everything else on Instagram. And then I really appreciated the montage of Ramona Instagramming like all the mundane parts of her day.
She's like cleaning like the grout in her shower.
She's like literally scrubbing the toilet. She's like, look at this new coffee maker I got. I figured out how to make it work. And which was, I love that.
They're like, if this bitch donated blood, we would have seen that on 19 consecutive Instagram story slides.
Which is so true. She's one of those like women of a certain age who like has discovered social media and like will never let it go. Like thinks it's the best. Oh my God. And also recently she does these things where she will somehow screenshot and upload like her bank statements. I don't know. You should Google that too. It's like, it's unbelievable. And she'll be like, I don't know how it happened, but she will do it all of the time. Like,
do they like prove how rich she is or how poor she is?
Well, she had, you could see, oh my God, we should Google it, but it's like
right
a charge,
now.
Like from, not a charge, but like direct deposit from Cameo. And it's and like all of her like brand partnerships that she's doing. And then like all of her balance, it's like she has a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank.
She has $367,000 in the bank. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like she has no idea like how to work her phone. So it's just like hilarious that she's like so into Instagram.
She's like a typical mom.
Typical. And everyone will be like, Ramona, these are your bank statements. Like delete these. And she's like, what? What?
It looks like she charged $93.75 for one Cameo and $161.99 for another Cameo. They must be like different lengths, different, they you know, Cameo levels.
Yeah. Yep. What else is on there?
Ben Group. A credit from Ben Group. Okay. An American Express withdrawal clearing check for $16,000.
Wow.
And then like some type of Amazon Marketplace credit for $487. It definitely seems like a mistake, but.
Oh, it's definitely a mistake.
But it's great. Like, I love this insight into her financials.
Yeah, me too.
So, yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up the episode. Anything else that you want?
I don't think I do. I loved Ebony's pink dress. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Thought she looked good. Sonia wearing
just great boobs
without great boobs. Yes. Sonia wearing clothes without taking the tags off. Still love that. Very consistent for Sonia. Sonia crouching down at her fish pond in her wedges with her shorts. Really, she has absolutely given up because she's no regard. But she looks amazing. She's doing this new thing where she's like wearing like a printed silk shirt all the time, and it looks great.
Yeah, no, she, I like her haircut, and I feel like she's generally looking pretty good, but she seems like a complete psychopath, to be honest.
Yeah, I think she's still very, I don't know what her, she's always very triggered by Ramona's dating. She thinks it's like,
she seems jealous.
She, I think so, unfortunately. Yeah, because Ramona's like very about town. She has a lot of guys she's talking to, and Sonia doesn't like it because she feels like, because Ramona's always leaving group events to like go on dates, and it's also annoying for Sonia when Ramona invites like quote unquote 50 of her closest girlfriends to like her birthday parties, and Sonia's like, they're not your real friends. Mm-hmm. She's just like very
triggered.
She's triggered, and she wants to be with Ramona all the time, and Ramona has like a very active social life, extremely active.
So, got it.
And she also feels like Sonia also dates people, she says, going back to what you said earlier, she is always saying that she like dates the guys first, and then like Ramona will like pick them up and like start dating them second.
Right. I could see how that would be really irritating.
So annoying. But I think she's also exaggerating. Like, okay, they went out like maybe once, and then she's like, we dated for a year.
And Ramona's like, that's not what he said.
Yeah, exactly. There's never the truth. We're always circling around the truth. It's always, everyone's exaggerating.
All right. Well, shall we move on to our breaking dish?
Let's do it.
Okay. So you have one and I kind of have one too.
But let's start with yours. You want to go first? You go first.
I know we're planning to keep the segment like centered on Real Housewives and Bachelor, but I really felt we needed to address that, the new season of Vanderpump Rules is like starting production soon, and there's actually going to be a new season of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was actually really surprised by that. Well, they've lost all of their most important cast members.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was trying to tally it up. We lost Kristen, fired. We lost Stassi, fired. Jax, fired. Max, fired.
Oh my God.
Fired.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, I'm assuming, also got fired, like definitely, in accordance with Jax.
Yeah.
And then I also read that like Dana revealed on Instagram that she will not be returning.
Yeah. So which, like, that's really surprising to me.
Right. So it's like, who's left? We have Lala, who just had an infant. Yeah. We have Sheena, who also just had a baby. Can we talk about these baby names real quick?
Oh my
Sheena's
God.
Is, I forgot to write them down, but Sheena's is like Summer Moon. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Summer Moon Honey.
Yeah, that's, I knew there was a honey in there.
That's I think her child's name. And then Lala's daughter's name is Ocean.
Yeah.
Can't beat them.
Nope.
So we have like the two new moms. We have Tom Sandoval and Ariana, and then we have Tom Schwartz and Katie, and that's it.
I know. So, yeah, we've got to get some. Oh, and James. I think James and.
Oh right, James and Raquel.
James and Raquel. I think that they must get some new people.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they will. I'm actually just surprised they didn't like kind of chalk it up to a loss and walk away.
Yeah, start fresh.
Right. It kind of just seems to me like the show has probably lost its spark at this point. And I will watch it for sure. And I'm sure all of our listeners will be watching it as well. But I'm worried it's going to be one of those things where they should have just stopped at season 8. You know what I mean? And gone out with a bang instead of like trying to make this like new parenthood thing happen.
See, I'm not interested in that. I am not willing to watch everyone like raise their newborns.
No. I mean, I watched like the trailer. Care. I watched the trailer with who was it? Katie and Tom and like Lala and Randall talking about pregnancy and conceiving, and I was just like, wow, the show has really taken a turn for the worse.
Like, I don't, like, I want to watch them all go on vacation and get blacked out and fight. I don't want to watch them raise their newborns. Not even remotely.
Right.
So, but I'm wondering, yeah, I don't know. I hope this doesn't turn into a parenthood journey. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, it could go anywhere.
I could see it really surprising us and being like the best season ever. But I mean, it's hard to imagine right now. I'm really surprised that they're continuing to film, to be honest. Okay. So anyway, just wanted to address that news in the past week that we will be getting another season of Vanderpump Rules and they're about to start production. What's your breaking dish?
Okay. Get a load of this.
I'm ready.
Okay. So I receive a text this morning, 7:50 in the morning. Okay. From my dear, dear friend who lives in New York. And he says, you're going to die. Guess who's home I'm delivering food to on Saturday for Mother's Day.
Oh, my God. Okay, and is this housewives-centric?
This is – yeah, you could say that. And I will say that – well, he – I'm not going to name names because we have to keep his identity confidential. But he's part of a – he works on the side for like a catering company and where he like serves the food because he's extremely attractive. So they like hire this catering company because they have like all these model cater, you know, like for parties
right,
and like
right.
very rich people and celebrities to like pass out the food because they're really hot. So that's what he does on the side. So he's like been like dog walking for celebrities and like,
okay.
He always gives me the insider information. It's fascinating.
Yes.
And so I said, well, who is it? And he said, you have to guess. And I said, SJP, because, you know, I'm thinking Mother's Day. I'm thinking New York. I'm thinking rich people. Right. And he said, no, that's really close though. And I said, and then I guessed Gigi Hadid, which was a shot in the dark. She's a new mom and she lives in New York. So that's what I guessed. And he said, no, very far from. And then he said, SJP's gay bestie. And I said, Andy Cohen. Yeah, because I don't know if you know, but Andy Cohen and Sarah Jessica Parker are best friends. Did you know
that? I didn't know they were best friends, but I do see like Andy posting about her like on her birthday and stuff. So I knew that they were pals.
Yeah. Okay. So they're best friends and they have been since like forever ago, which is
so cute.
I know. And he said, yes, it's Andy Cohen. And then I was like, okay, because I was thrown off because it was Mother's Day. I was thinking a woman, whatever. And then I said, what did he order? And he gave me the order.
Read it to me.
Okay. And this is what I need to know. Like the tiny minute details that nobody cares about.
You never get insight into what like famous people really like do and order.
Exactly. And so I'm wondering what he's doing for Mother's Day, but so maybe his mom. Okay. Anyway,
maybe he's having a surrogate over to celebrate.
Maybe, or maybe he's having his own mom come down.
Yeah,
He loves his mom. Yeah, they're very close. Okay, so this is what he ordered. Fattouche.
Okay.
Summer rolls. Halibut. Shrimp. Beef. Spaghetti. Okay, there's a lot here. A wedge salad. Ratatouille. Corn. Side of corn. And then for dessert, we've got a berry cake and a s'more. It sounds like a Mother's Day feast.
So did it say like for how many people, like how many orders?
I should ask, but he said that I was like, well, do you think you'll be able to like go into his apartment? Because and he said that usually they do go into the apartment to like drop off and serve the food, but sometimes they just hand it to the doorman. So we'll see. Jury's out. We don't know. But
so he is hired to just deliver food and look attractive, basically.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
Do you think like there's any chance that like
Andy would be attracted to him?
Exactly. Yeah, I do.
And I actually brought that up as well because Andy notoriously loves a younger man.
Not surprised.
No. And my friend is in fact a homosexual.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's not attracted to Andy. I've tried to put it in his ear because Andy would be obsessed with him, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's so hot.
So maybe sparks would fly, but I don't think it's going to work because I don't think Andy is my friend's type.
Let's just, you know, try to manifest it because imagine the breaking dish information that we could reveal about Andy's sexual side.
Oh, and then like, what if they got married? What if I could go to their wedding? What if I could be a bridesmaid?
We're doing that thing where we get ahead of ourselves.
It's hard not to dream here.
You're but, like, what if I could be Benjamin's nanny?
What if, though?
Totally.
I'm like, I love kids. I love kids. I love toddlers. I have so much experience nannying. I will sign an NDA. I will do anything. I will do anything. All I want to do is be friends with Andy. And
I know. I know. You've and you felt that way for your many entire years. Yeah, exactly. Like your entire adult life, I remember. Yeah. I remember you reading Andy Cohen's books when you were like 12 on vacation.
I love his books. They are so good. I tried to get my friend, this friend that I'm talking about, to read them as well. And he was like not interested. I was like, but you're a gay guy in New York City. Like this could be you. And he was like, nope, don't care. So we'll see, but I will try. Maybe next week I'll have an update because maybe they'll chat, or maybe he'll just talk to the doorman. Who knows? But
you need to tell him to like make a recording so we can not necessarily like play it on our episode, but just dissect every word that comes out of Andy's mouth.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll even be there. He'll probably just be his assistant. Okay. Who knows? But that's my
brain. That's great information. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Okay, guys. Well, that concludes our episode for today. And it looks like we have a little more drama hitting our screens next Tuesday night with the second episode of Real Housewives. So we'll be back.
We'll be back.
And in the meantime, feel free to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify. We're still waiting for Apple Podcasts to accept us, if anyone's wondering. So
any minute now.
We keep getting accepted by like podcast networks that I've never heard of ever.
Yeah.
So we're apparently on like 9 platforms, but the only one I've ever heard of is Spotify. So
yeah.
Please subscribe to us there. And follow us on Instagram at dishpod, dish with 2 H's. And you can always send us an email to dishpodcast@gmail.com with any questions or thoughts you have. And if we start getting them in, I think we can start, you know, answering listener questions on the air.
Oh my God. I didn't even know we had an email address.
We do have an email. We had to have an email to set up our Instagram account. So
fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, it might be good for like business inquiries.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All the people who want to advertise with us.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we'll be back next week. And until then, stay strong.
I was like, what are we going to sign off with here?
Wow, yeah, we didn't think this through.
No.
Okay. Stay strong. We will be back next week. Everyone have a great week, and we will see you next Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.